In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered for the repose of the soul of Arnold Gallegos, for Eva Sierra, for Rosemary Cordova. Do ask as well that you keep in prayer a man that I visited today in the hospital. He's just been transferred, I was told before Mass, to Santa Fe, Tommy Lopez from Vaughan. He's a good man, gave him all the sacraments, and he may or may not make it out of this. So please keep him in your prayers. We also lost yesterday a man by the name of Stan Matuchik. What Mike said. He's a good Polish man who really spent his life fighting Nazis and narrowly escaped the communism, rather, that was overtaking all of Poland at the time. And so yesterday he finally went home after many years of testifying to the faith. So please continue to keep him, his wife Yvonne, and his daughter Ashley, Anna and Monica. Monica, that's right, Monica, dear Monica. Today we have, within our readings, and as well within the feast of St. Thomas a Becket, we have an example of what it means to really follow Christ unto the end. We see here within the scriptures that Simeon was elated, and when he looked and took the child Jesus into his arms, and then he turns to his mother and says those immortal words which are etched upon our hearts as they were on hers, as he says, "You yourself a sword shall pierce," showing how deeply she, the mother, would be identified in every way with her son, always in obedience to him, that anything which wounded him would so more wound her. Even before Jesus was able to walk, it is as though that Mary is resolved to do just as it says there within the gospel, or within the first reading that we have there. It says, "You must walk as he walked." And so Our Lady indeed walked as he walked. And one of the most beautiful things you can always do when you read the scriptures is when you go through the gospels to see and to ask that question, where is Mary? Where is the mother? Where is the virgin? Just as so beautifully is portrayed in the life of Jesus, particularly as you look and watch the movie The Passion of the Christ, you see her always in the background. She's always trailing Christ. She's always there in the background of everything that's going on. Mother Mary is there. And because she really was there in that way. In addition to, she always walked just as he walked, and so suffered the same things that he suffered and went the places that he went. And so the promises spoken about in John here are all the more true for her. By the way, how do you think that John knew to write these things? Yes, he's the pure virgin. Yes, he's the neighbor of Christ. He's the beloved disciple. But he's the one who took Mother Mary into his home, and she took him to be her son as well. And so she taught him these very things by her own example. So in essence, all that the beloved disciple is saying to do is to do as the mother has done. Be just like her. She is the model of discipleship. St. Thomas Becket gave his life for Christ in defending the rights of the church. It was his testimony beginning not so well, beginning as a man of the world, a man who was the friend of the king, even above being a friend of God and despising the faith, and yet received a call by God to enter into deeply into the priestly life. And once he became the Archbishop of Canterbury, he began to take on a different persona, not as friend of the king, but seeking all the more to be the friend of God. Friend of God in every way. And so as the king would wage his own will upon the church, Thomas was the one who had to continually confront him and to say, the rights of God stand above the rights of man. The rights of his church stand above the rights of even the king. For the king of all the ages ranks above all earthly kings. And so when it came to a head, and having been resisted time and time again, the king in his drunken stupor asked, who will rid me of this meddlesome priest? So out of this, a number of his men left his table there and went out in search on this day, the 29th of December, to go and dispatch the priest. All those who were inside were praying Vespers, praying the evening prayer of the church. And a knock came upon the church doors. "Let us in, let us in, let us in." And those inside said, "Do not let them in. Do not let them in. Thomas, they seek your life." And again they knocked. They said, "Thomas, do not let him in. They seek your life, Archbishop." And a third time, they continue to knock in that way, and they said, "Do not let him in. They are out there to take your life." And all those three times, Thomas said, "Open the doors. Open the doors. Let them come in if they wish. This is a house of prayer for all." And so upon opening the door, he himself had to do so, for no one else would let these murderous men in. there, after crossing the threshold of the side door of the cathedral there in Canterbury, fell upon him, stabbing him numerous times just there within inside the church. And that is where Thomas gave his last testament to faith and the rights of God over the rights of men, the rights of God and his church over those of even kings. And so is known as a martyr unto this day. Here's something that St. Thomas a Becket wrote, particularly about the suffering necessary to live the life of a Christian. He says, "Christian, remember the sufferings of Christ, the crown that came from those sufferings which gives new radiance to the faith. All saints give testimony to the truth that without real effort, no one ever wins the crown." And so the saintly bishop lived it out, always contemplating the sufferings of Christ, so that when it came to his ultimate time to suffer once and for all for Christ, the abuses of man and finally the murderous blows, he welcomed them in, recognizing that those sufferings brought about the glory of Christ and brought the glory of his saints before, and so too would bring about his glorification and that of the expansiveness of the rights of the church all the more if he would just remain faithful as well. The last line I shall repeat. St. Thomas a Becket writes, "All saints give testimony to the truth that without real effort, no one ever wins the crown. And so all the more, let us make that effort so that we too may be worthy of the crown of Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen."